Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 1:09 p.m. here on March 23rd, 2023, on the Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, I missed you guys. I had that misfire, and then I had a day where I just couldn't. And then yesterday I got up in the morning and I was saying, snow in the forecast. And I'm like, yeah, right. Sure. Snow and rain. And it looked like rain. It looked like it was going to rain imminently. So I dithered until finally it was snowing. And I'm like, no. So I got on the treadmill and did the walk on the treadmill yesterday. I've had two red days this month, 2 days where I didn't walk. And that's the way it is. It's just the way it's gone. Let me make sure I'm calling correctly. Yes, okay. I need to check the, make sure the microphone is recording from my hat and not from the device itself. Tedious, but there it is. Now here comes a jogger. She went by me earlier. And I saw one of my regulars. I haven't seen her in months, of course. But I met her coming the other way. Bundled up like I usually am. In a knit cap and a scarf and a puffy parka, and still cruising along. I thought it was her. I thought I'd seen her before. She has a very distinctive walk. So I didn't really even need to see her face until I thought that's who that was. And then sure enough, she came up alongside. We waved. Hi, how you doing? Good to see you. Kept on going. Trying to get my back unstiff. I'm trying to get my back strengthened up so that it's not sore all the time. My lower back is prone to arthritis. The ankylosing spondylitis shows up, presents itself in my lower back and in club toes. But the last time I refilled my anti-inflammatory, the doctor said, all right, we have to have a talk. You've been doing this for years. You've dodged every bullet that comes with this in terms of side effects. But if you don't need this, if you don't absolutely have to have this, I strongly recommend you don't take it. Particularly, don't take it every day. And so I didn't. I stopped taking it every day and didn't take it for weeks. And my symptoms didn't get worse. Of course, they didn't get better, but they didn't get worse. And so I was about at the end of my rope in terms of lower back pain the other day, sometime last week. So I took one thinking, there, that'll knock it down and life will be good again. I'll be able to get a good night's sleep, and yeah, no, it didn't work. Well, it did sort of work, but it wasn't the solution I hoped it would be, let's put it that way. Finally getting warm enough, I could put the hood back. So I've contacted Podium to get the next three Ishmael books on their calendar for narration. It will be Jeffrey Kafer, of course. And we're going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to make arrangements with them to get the cover art from them rather than trying to put something together on my own and then having to decide whether or not to use their covers. And ultimately, I've taken their covers a couple of times. The Wizard's Butler cover was definitely superior. So I don't know what they're going to come up with. I gave them some brief descriptions of what I thought might look good on the cover. And the truth is it really doesn't matter. At this point, it really doesn't matter. People are going to pick the books up because they're Golden Age of Solar Clipper. A good cover won't hurt. Don't get me wrong. I'd like to have good covers on them. But good covers that sort of apply to the story, if we coordinate that in advance, perhaps we'll have better luck than the covers that they put on some of the other books. Pretty covers, but not my books. Yappy dog. Thrill a minute. So, Ark Survival, I'm getting ready to do the final boss. The Linux machine is performing very well. I struggled with some of the radial menus. Apparently, this is a common problem that I just never had before. And the Linux machine seems to be looking for a little bit more graphics oomph than my 970 card can push. I can't upgrade to a 1070, although I have a 1070 sitting in a closet, but I don't have the power supply to drive it. So I'd have to upgrade the power supply, which would give me a lot more graphics processing. I don't know that it would help anything else. And I'm happy enough with the way it's performing now that there's not really any strong impetus to change. So we'll let it go. Let it go for now. I'll enjoy what I've got. and think about, you know, what I might do next year. But I'm getting ready to take on the final boss, well, the penultimate boss, the dragon on the island. And then I'll be positioned to take on the overseer, I hope. And the overseer, once I get the overseer, then I will be able to ascend and gain my bonus levels, and mana will rain from heaven. Yeah, no, I'll just go on to the next step. The Tale of Genji. I can't believe it took me so long to read that book. It's according to my Kindle, it's 19,000 plus locations, which is basically sentences long. Coming up on a get ready, say it with me, monk post. So it's a really long book. And my Kindle, my phone, tells me how many hours I've spent on my phone every week, and tells me what applications, the top three applications that I use. Hello. Another familiar face. And typically, for a typical week, I spend between 17 and 20 hours reading on my phone, because it's the only place I read. And every time I shift to one of the classics, I noticed it first on Middlemarch, but it was, I think it was also true when I was doing Moby Dick, I don't read as long. I don't read as much. I still read at the same rate. I have to force myself to sit down and read. It was particularly true of Tale of Genji. Part of it is it's a lot of very disagreeable characters, unlikable characters. Part of it was a certain level of OCR error that caused me to constantly try to figure out what was that word supposed to be. The one that showed up over and over and over again. And I don't know if it was OCR or a translation error. But the word that showed up was tenor, T-E-N-O-R. The context implied terror, T-E-R-R-O-R. And I had several of those, where it would read the T in the as an R. And it chronically put the wrong, a space in the wrong place for a dialogue. So I'd get a closing dialogue tag and a space and then the actual speech. So it's like, okay, yeah, that took me a while to get used to. Then there's, and I mentioned this before, there's all of the symbolism and cultural markers. There's at least one poem on every page. Short, they sort of remind me of haiku, but they're basically short 4 or 5 line stanzas. Like using metaphorical language. that I wasn't really used to. They're almost like coded messages between two people. So they write a poem and a message and then send it out with one of their minions to be delivered. And then the other person writes back with an answering poem. Again, delivered back to the minion, which takes it back. So there's this back and forth all the time. There's the notion that women are secluded, always. Which is not too far-fetched, but given that Kenji was a bit of a womanizer, and a lot of his offspring were likewise, it made for awkward seductions until ultimately whoever the guy was would force himself into the woman's room and stay until dawn, wherein he would creep out just before the dawn so no one would see him and compromise his honor or hers. And I'm like, dude. And I appreciate that 1,000 years ago when this thing was written, 1,000 years ago, these were common practices, or presumably common practices. Romanticized, perhaps, for literary purposes. Stories were alleged to be written by a woman for women who had no other outlet for entertainment other than playing their instruments or practicing calligraphy or whatever. So Shibiku wrote these 83 chapters. I'm not sure it's a novel. I look at it and go, is this really a novel? Are these chapters, or are these episodes in a really long serial? I'm leaning towards serial. And toward the end, the last 10 or 15 were family saga stories, because they weren't about Genji anymore. They were about Genji's children and grandchildren still behaving badly and crying and dying. It's like cry, cry, cry. Happy, cry. Sad, cry. Beautiful, cry. Ugly, cry. Morning, cry. Evening, cry. Good music, cry. Bad music, cry. And dying. Everybody dies. Not everybody, but it was worthy of note the number of times somebody allegedly in the peak of health, shall we say, suddenly sickens and dies, like within a few days, sometimes over the course of a month. And how much things like weight loss factored into the story. This character's fasting and subsequent weight loss made them more ethereally beautiful. The gloss of their hair made them more attractive. So it was kind of tiring. I have to revisit here at the end of the first quarter of 2023, my reading goal, which is to read a classic a month. And so far, since I finished Tale of Genji, I've already finished another book. Because it felt so good to be reading a story that I was enjoying that I went out of my way to. It's like, oh, okay, lunchtime, let me read. Lunch is over, but that's okay, I'm going to read for another half hour. Or I'm going to read for another hour. Because it just felt so good. Speaking of feeling good, feels good to be back. At the back gate, where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.